Random House Audio presents A Wild Sheep Chase by Haruki Murakami. Read for you by Rupert Degas.
Part 1. A Prelude. 1. Wednesday afternoon picnic. It was a short one-paragraph item in the morning edition. A friend rang me up and read it to me. Nothing special. Something a rookie reporter fresh out of college might have written for practice. The date? A street corner. A person driving a truck. A pedestrian. A casualty. An investigation of possible negligence. Sounded like one of those poems on the inner flap of a magazine. "Where's the funeral?" I asked. "You got me," he said. "Did she even have family?" Of course she had family. I called the police department to track down her family's address and telephone number, after which I gave them a call to get details of the funeral. Her family lived in an old quarter of Tokyo. I got out my map and marked the block in red. There were subway and train and bus lines everywhere, overlapping like some misshapen spider web, the whole area a maze of narrow streets and drainage canals. The day of the funeral, I took a streetcar from Waseda. I got off near the end of the line. The map proved about as helpful as a globe would have been. I ended up buying pack after pack of cigarettes, asking directions each time. It was a wood frame house with a brown board fence around it, a small yard with an abandoned ceramic brazier filled with standing rainwater. The ground was dark and damp. She'd left home when she was 16, which may have been the reason why the funeral was so somber. Only family present, nearly everyone older. It was